Welcome back to the Cheeseburgatory Improv Podcast, everybody. We are an improv podcast. That means we do improv all the time, without stop, always. Anyway, you will hear us do some improv today. We'll do some scenes. We'll get some suggestions. Have a lot of fun. We will make everything up on the spot, as we always do. Go ahead and breathe into that mic a little bit more for
check.
Me.
Oh, God.
And the ASMR is beginning.
Bad for you,
so welcome, welcome to the podcast. Sorry, we hope you're here for the long run, and we're gonna have a good old time today. As always, if you have any suggestions that you would like us to do improv on, you can email us at cheeseburgatory@gmail.com. If you're listening to this and need to know how to spell cheeseburgatory, it's on the logo, so just take a look
at gmail.com.
Blow it up. So that is how you can send us suggestions to hear in the future.
Man, that's when we know we're really making it, when we get suggestions from not your girlfriend. Who is it?
Right. Yep. Okay. Yep.
She's the one who's giving the suggestions?
Sometimes.
Exclusively?
No, not exclusively. Oh, okay. We got one email from a person that had like six suggestions in it. So that did us for like a good month. So we can get like two more of those.
We're not desperate.
Just one email a month.
That'd be great.
I'll get you an email.
One email a month can save an improv podcast.
Make the commitment today.
But $100 could save us even more.
Oh, man.
Right. Yeah. We could get like pizza for everybody or something. Anyway, we're going to get...
We'd put it towards tech, I swear to God.
We're going to get started with the improv, we promise. I think I did everything I need to say up top, so I think we'll get rolling into it. Our suggestion for today, brought to you by a random word generator online because nobody emailed me.
Wow.
Tears. Our suggestion for today is the word paradox.
Paradox. Nice.
The word paradox. So we'll talk about that for a couple minutes and then launch into some improvised... content for everybody.
It's where you have two doctors, you have a pair of docs.
I fucking hate you.
I thought you were talking about Doc Martens. You got a pair of Doc Martens.
Docs.
Unsponsored.
What are Doc Martens anyway?
They're shoes.
They're like
did
boots.
Did a doctor make them?
No, it's just a brand.
No, it's like, you know, Doc Brown from Back
to the
Future.
A doctor did make them, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Dr. Scholl's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dr. Scholl's.
Dr. Scholl's.
Doc Martens.
Doc Martens.
I made that all up.
I wear Dr. Scholl's, but I say I'm wearing Docs.
We pivoted away from Paradox so fast.
Some of my work shoes are Dr. Scholl's, actually.
They make good shoes.
They're good for the foot.
Are you on your feet a lot at work, Nathan?
Yep. All the time. I will not disclose what I do for a living on this podcast.
No. None of us were anticipating you to do that.
It's this podcast.
It did seem a little weird.
I do this, and I make no money.
So, actually, speaking of shoes and socks and such, my feet hurt the other day. I'm getting somewhere. People say as you get older, your arches like flatten.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Right? I think maybe it's starting to happen because the soreness wasn't on where I have contact. It was on just inside that. Mm. And my girlfriend was like, "Well, you wear shoes that are not just zero drops, like no heel."
Zero drops.
It's so the
zero
heel.
Does that mean you have no arch in the shoe?
Sort of. It means like the heel is at the same point that the ball is. Like
yeah, no arch.
Foot.
Mm-hmm. Gotta have that arch.
So she was like, maybe that's why. And I was like, well, but I can't wear normal shoes now because it feels gaudy. There's so much in the heel, man.
It's just too heavy.
There's so much in the heel. It's like I'm wearing high heels.
I've had flat feet my entire life. If you look at my feet up to my knees, you know they don't match up.
Why is it bad to be flat-footed?
Well,
everyone's like,
because
flat-footed.
The way, you know, when you step in a puddle of water and you take a step, your footprint looks really nice.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
flat-footed
it does.
Person, it looks...
Ugly,
exactly.
Right.
So
right.
If you're flat-footed, you're uglier, and that's just the moral of the story.
Don't be ugly. Mm-hmm.
Don't be flat-footed, yeah.
Right.
Don't be flat-footed in my area.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wes.
No flat-foots.
Oh,
no
I forgot to introduce people. Let's go around the horn and introduce ourselves. I'm Nathan.
I'm Wes.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Sarah.
Knew I forgot something. There we go. We're all good. Continue your conversation.
Don't go around Wes's house being flat-footed, or he...
Who even think about coming around my house with a flat foot?
Wes, I've been into your apartment with my flat feet.
You son of a bitch.
This is going to change a lot.
This is going to change a lot.
If you never come around
my house
and your feet are flat, I will let you in, but be very upset.
Hello?
Yeah. This is going to sound weird, and I understand that, but can I come in?
Yeah, you want to come in my apartment?
Yeah, just
gotta take the energy measurements. I'm the meter reader guy.
So you work with the energy company?
Yeah. Sure.
You need to come into my apartment to read the meters?
Yeah. That's my job. I just go around and read the meters, and we'll charge you for it. We'll charge you right. I promise.
You're going to charge me right?
Yeah, I'll charge you right.
You're not going to overcharge me?
I wouldn't dream of it, sir. I just really need to get into your apartment just really quick so I can read that meter.
Tony, should we let this guy in?
What do you say his name was?
Hey, Tony, how's it going? My name is...
Choked on some gabagool.
Oh, no problem, my friend. My name is John, and I'm here to read the meter.
He's from the energy company.
Yeah, the energy company.
All right, John, come on in.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Just going to go over here to the closet. That's where your meter is, in the closet.
Yeah,
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, take a look at that, Jan.
John, thank you.
Jan?
Was it Tony? Is that your name? Tony?
Yeah, it was Tony.
Tony, wonderful to meet you. I'm just here to read the meter. Won't do anything else in the closet. And I'll be right on my way. So don't mind me. Just going to run on in here.
Give me some of that gabagool, Tony.
Yeah, cool. Hey, you guys know you got a leaky roof in your closet?
Hey, are you the roof guy or the energy guy?
I'm just the energy guy, but I thought you'd like to know.
I thought it was the water guy. Who's the water guy?
Oh, that's Peter.
Oh, Peter.
All right, guys, I got what I need, and I will be on my way. Don't you worry about it. Nothing will be missing from the closet. Just the old...
Hey, Jan.
John, how's it going?
Wait a second.
Okay. What's up, Tony?
You come into our house.
I do.
Okay. Yep. You come up our stairs.
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You come into the attic. Okay.
Okay, sure.
And you yell at us in our house.
I mean, I'm just trying to help, Tony.
And now you're just trying to leave without giving us a good goodbye?
I'm so sorry.
Without giving us a proper goodbye?
I'm so sorry, guys. Tony, I didn't get your name. What was your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul and Tony, I'm so sorry, you guys. I really should have been more professional of me. I should have given you a proper goodbye.
Yeah.
So here, let me shake your hand.
Oh, thanks, Juan.
A handshake. Right. What are you doing over there? Huh? Let me give you a proper goodbye. Come here.
Oh,
come
okay.
here, John.
Paul,
give,
all right.
Paul, give him a good one.
This is a little uncomfortable. Thanks, Paul.
Take that home for you,
all
John.
Right, I'll take that home.
Tony's special. He gives us special goodbyes. Okay.
You give special goodbyes, Tony?
No.
Oh, just Paul does?
I give my special goodbyes on Thursday.
Okay.
It's Tuesday.
Well, I will see you guys around. I will take what I came to get, the meter reading, of course, nothing else, and I will be on my way. So, toodaloo, fellas.
Well, toodaloo, John. Until next time.
What a nice guy, Paul. He seems so nice. He was so one of a kind, you know? He's kind of sweaty.
So we got a roof leak in our closet?
We got a roof?
Cut to outside on the street.
Hey.
Oh, fuck. What was in the closet?
Oh, my God. There's so many diamonds, dude. Like, it's insane.
Okay.
Like, a crazy amount of diamonds.
That's fucking crazy.
So, like,
I mean, I know you said crazy, but, like...
Like, they had a safe in the closet, and, like, there were, like, extra diamonds sitting on top of the safe. Like, that thing is full.
It was so full. They had diamonds on top.
Yeah, it was so
in
full.
In a pile.
Yeah, they just stacked them on top, because I guess they can't... Like they don't want to get a bigger safe. Like,
right.
I don't know what that's about, but dude, we've got to go in there. We've got to do like a raid or something because, holy hell, man, that's a lot of diamonds.
Okay.
And I know that those are not clean. Mm-hmm. Those were not obtained legally.
I'm trying to think, what? You know, I like to make eccentric plans for us. You know.
Of course, yeah.
Coyote.
Yeah.
Coyote inspired. So what did you see their feet? Like the type of feet they had?
Didn't draw like specific attention
all
to
right.
them. They're just kind of there.
Did they strike you as like a real kind of flat footer?
I mean, just from like how these guys talk, you can kind of like assume that they're kind of flat footed. You know what I mean? Like they're definitely flat footers.
Right. Dense bones.
Yeah.
Nice bellies.
Yeah. Real
flat feet.
Yeah.
All right.
Like they definitely have severe foot pain and like they need arch support for sure.
Well, you know what I'm saying? They need arch support, you know?
Dude, well, listen, I've been casing the joint as Peter the Water Guy for about a month and a half.
Oh, they mentioned you while I was in there.
Yeah, so what if I go in and I'm like, oh, no, you've got, like, a water that's especially infectious,
dude,
flat-footed people.
I said that there was a water leak in the roof, so that's all you. Go,
we
like,
are
you synchronized. Should go in, like now.
Okay.
Like, you got to just, like, follow it up.
While it's hot.
While we know the diamonds are sitting
on top
of the safe, you got to go in there.
Okay. I'm going. Is that a kiss in your pocket? Like a big wet one?
I mean, I'm not going to comment. I don't like to kiss and tell. So
they're going to kiss me, aren't they?
If they give if they offer to give you a proper goodbye,
yeah, they do every time.
Just take it.
I don't know why.
All right, just take it. All right?
All right, yeah.
Hey, good luck in there, man.
Yeah, sweet.
Hey, Gina. Gina, I want you to come down here, all right?
What?
I want you to come down here and sit with Tony and I.
Why?
Because there's a leak in the roof, and I don't trust it to come down. And if it's going to come down and kill us, it's going to kill all of us like a family.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't... It's
all right, hold on. Hold on. I'm doing my makeup.
You're doing your makeup?
Yeah. I'm almost done. Hold on.
She takes a second sometimes, Paul.
All right, Tony.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Looks good. All right. I'm coming down.
Okay.
Hey! Paul, who's texting you? Who is that?
I think it was Gina's phone. Gina, you got plans tonight or something?
Yeah.
Is that why
Paul.
You got your makeup on?
Of course. You know I always put my makeup on when I go out.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm asking if you're going out.
Yeah.
So where you going, Gina?
I'm going over to my friend Peter's house.
Is that the water guy?
Yeah. It's all right, though, Paul. It's nothing like that. All right.
You talking to Paul or Tony? I'm Tony.
Oh, shit. Tony.
That's all right. We're twins.
You look the same.
Yeah, we do look the same.
You know I can't.
We got matching goatees.
42 years. It's always been the same.
You'd think you'd wear different shirts or something at this point.
I like Hawaiian shirts.
And I like the flowers. Listen. When is this Peter coming over here?
Look, I don't know. I told him to come over around 6 or 7, but you know water guys. They're all fluid with their plans and stuff.
You're so right, Gina. It's 6:45. It could be any moment now, don't you think? Where's he taking you?
I don't know.
You don't know where he's taking you?
I don't know. We're going to a place. I don't know.
He better not be taking you to a strip club.
But I... look.
I swear to God, if another guy takes you to a strip club, I'm going to beat his teeth in.
You know that I like to watch, all right?
Yeah,
I can't help it. What, Tony? What you gotta say?
If he does that, I'm gonna give him an Irish goodbye.
Tony. Get the door, Tony. Get the door.
Thank God.
You and your Irish goodbye. Don't bring up the Irish in here, all right?
Okay. Stop talking about the Irish.
Why you gotta be so insensitive?
Me?
What did they ever do to you?
Hey, guys.
Oh.
You came and check on your water again. Hey.
Oh, hey, Peter.
Oh, I'm so sorry I asked to do this right after I had to come check, but I gotta change the clothes in the car. I swear I'm gonna look nice, prim, and proper for you.
Oh, yeah, what's up with your shirt?
What? This is my work shirt. I just wanted to make sure. There's been a kind of a thing going on in the neighborhood. There's a water leak. Well, you know about the leak, there's like some type of, there's a fungus in it. It's affecting people.
Oh.
Specifically who have flat feet.
I appreciate it, Peter. I see you brought your duffel bags to carry the water out with.
Yep, as per usual.
That's so smart.
My big duffel bags with the plastic lining. So I'm just going to go on.
Peter, you're taking our sister out tonight, are you?
Yeah.
Where you taking her out tonight?
Oh, better not just the place where people can dance.
A place where people can dance?
The roller rink.
Yeah, you could dance, you could eat, you could watch people dancing and eating.
Oh, well, that sounds like a great time, Peter.
It's great. There's nice lights. People wear fancy shoes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's great. I think it's called Fancy Shoes.
Well, you know what?
I love that place.
I gotta go take a dump.
Or maybe it's Fancy's Hose. I can't remember.
Let me give you your...
Hey,
your proper goodbye before you go, because I won't see you leave.
You gonna give him the Irish goodbye?
No, I'm not giving him.
I'm not giving him no goddamn
good,
Irish
good,
goodbye.
Good, because that's my signature move.
Yeah, it's your signature move.
Okay, good. Don't use it.
All right, come here, Peter.
All right. Yep. Can you do the left?
You said you weren't going to do the Irish goodbye. What are you doing? You stayed on there for like 13 seconds, Paul.
Oh, Tony, legs. You must not even know what an Irish goodbye is. Tony, tell me, Gina and Peter, what an Irish goodbye is.
You know, it's that thing where you take some people and you say, hey, I gotta go. But you say it in the good old Irish tone where you're like, hey, I've got to go. You know,
it's just in an Irish accent.
I don't even know if that was Irish. I'm Scottish, but that was pretty.
See, he gets it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the room down.
Tony, an Irish goodbye is when you leave without saying goodbye.
Oh, I thought it was when you slice someone's face open with a knife from the cheek to the ear.
Oh, no, that's a Northern Irish goodbye.
Okay. Post-IRA split, huh?
Either way, I gotta take a shit.
All right. I'm gonna
get Paul, you're not gonna give your sister a kiss?
Oh, by the way, I forgot.
Gina.
That water, it's real dangerous. So if you guys could, like, exit the building, that's one reason I made the date with your sister. We could go out. I can make sure everyone's safe.
Wait, so we're all going on a date now?
No, they're not going with us.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think you and I could,
I got my rolling shoes ready.
I can put on my dance shoes right after I take a shit.
The great dances.
You could.
Paul takes a minute.
Go ahead and put them on while you're taking it.
It's really a place for people who, like, don't get their feet so sore so early.
Oh.
You got your special roller skates, Tony?
No.
Yeah. They got the green stripes on the side and they got the neon with the Buzz Lightyear on them. My mama got them for me when I was young.
What? No, Tony, for real. Unless you got like insoles, you can get tired.
Peter, you got a problem with Buzz Lightyear?
No, I'm just saying you're gonna get tired. We got different.
What do you mean I'm gonna get tired? I've been skating so much, the bottom of my feet are flat as anything you ever see. Look, you like paper.
Oh, God. You guys are such an interesting family.
Peter, make sure you're putting on your shoes while you're doing it. Multitasking.
Hey, wait a second. Is that John, the energy guy outside?
Shit, Paul.
Hey, John.
Hey. Shit. Hello?
John, what are you doing out there?
Nothing. Just reading the sidewalks energy labels.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, sidewalks using a lot of energy this month. They're going to have to pay for that.
You're a busy man, John.
You know I am, Paul.
I'll catch you later.
See ya.
Paul!
Yeah, Tony, I'm busy.
Is Juan in the bathroom with you?
What?
Jan, is Jan in the bathroom with you?
Who's
I heard
Jan?
Yelling.
No. He's outside. He told me he was checking the meters at the sidewalk.
Yeah, you guys got a real bad leak in here on this closet, floor, ceiling,
Peter,
both of them.
Peter, why'd you go back there?
I'm the water guy. That's what I gotta do.
You're not on duty. You're taking me out.
I told you I had to do this first real quick because you guys, the leak's so bad. You guys really should get out of this house. I think the whole floor is unstable for like just... Let me do the math. We're gonna be on a date. Oh God, it's leaking so bad now.
Hey, I got my skate shoes on. See me go. Whoop!
Oh Jesus Christ!
Oh no, Tony!
Oh no!
Oh, are you okay?
Oh! God! Bounces so nimbly for a big guy.
Oh, Tony, I'm coming after you, buddy.
So, it's sopping in this carpet now. I can hear your steps. You guys gotta get out of this house. This whole thing is busting open.
All right,
Peter,
come on.
Come in, Peter. Can you read me? Can you read me?
You gotta shut. I'm just gonna silence that down.
Peter, what type of cell phone you got there?
Oh, it's this ringtone. It's old walkie-talkie style ringtone.
Peter, do you have eyes on the target?
It's based on Mission Impossible.
Oh, I love Mission Impossible. When Tom Cruise broke his leg, that's exactly how I feel right now.
Yeah, I think your leg's broken on account of the bone that's sticking out of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Paul, we don't have health insurance, Tony.
Should I call 911?
No, I'll just drive him over there. We'll meet you guys at the dance club After I take him to the hospital.
Okay, oh, you could text him the address.
Okay, all right.
We cut to the dance club.
Yeah, so I thought this would be a great place.
I'm having a great time.
I'm really having a good time. I like the way you dance.
Except, why aren't you wearing roller skates? You're just walking along the floor.
Well, can I be honest with you totally?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you ever do roller skate parties in middle or elementary school?
Well, sure.
I was always afraid to skate. I was the arcade kid.
Oh.
I was a putt-putt golf and arcade kid. I just...
Well, why did you suggest that we go to this place and you, I take my shoes off and you look at my feet while I put them in roller skates?
Can I be doubly honest with you?
Well, yeah.
I thought it was a strip club.
Aw, oh, jeez.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Well, I took my shoes
off. It's time, that special time, where we want all the couples to come out here on the dance floor and get groovy with
come
it.
On.
Here comes
Let's
the
go,
disco
Peter.
Ball, and it is time to boogie. Come on out, couples,
Let's
for our slow dance
socks,
of the night.
Put the shoes on.
Grab that
way.
Person
shoes.
That's special
put
to you,
on.
And let's get down and jive.
Come on, for me.
Okay, boogie. Fine. Always. Oh, God.
Oh, you're doing great. It's your 1 foot at a time.
I just add...
You just slip it. There you go. I'll lace them up for you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Here we
help
do
me up.
One, two. Button my shoe.
Yep. He's... Okay.
And bunny slip knot. There we go. All right.
Okay.
And here's the other. Sloop.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Take my arm. Take my arm.
Okay. Feet on to be like this.
You got this.
It's humans aren't meant to glide.
Oh, this is great. You're doing great.
I know I'm a water guy, but people aren't meant to be this fluid.
You're doing great.
Okay.
Here we go. Wait, don't put your foot.
No!
Amazing.
No! Hey. Oh. And I save you even though
I'm
the one.
I'm not about this. I'm sorry, but...
We cut to later that night outside the apartment building.
Hey, Peter. Peter, come here. I'm in the bushes. Come here.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey, did you get the diamonds?
The whole idea was that you would get the fucking diamonds while
okay,
I was gone.
Well, listen. So I went upstairs, right? And they, of course, they left the door unlocked, so that's good. But I went upstairs, and I went into the closet, right? Where I told you the diamonds were sitting on top of the safe, right?
Yeah.
And they're fucking gone. They're gone.
What?
They're not there, dude. You saw them, right? When you were in the closet, you saw them sitting on top of the safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were there. You believe me.
Absolutely. I have one in my pocket I took for good luck.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think these diamonds are cursed.
What?
You took a diamond, right?
This seems
and
like
you,
a
went
big
on,
leap.
You went on your date, okay. Right? You went on your date. Apparently it didn't go well from what you're telling me. Hey, you said it, man.
I was
I'm just
about to lean in and kiss her, and then I rolled on her goddamn toe.
Well, listen, man, it's tough, and I get it.
And she had roller skates on. You understand
how...
Are
either of you guys holding...
Holding the elevator?
Hey.
No, I'm just reading the meter.
Money.
Holding money?
Money.
If you got some money.
Sorry, man, I don't have any cash on me.
So
just cards.
You don't want this weed.
Oh, you got weed?
Yeah. Obviously.
I got anything stronger.
I got laced weed.
What's it laced with?
Hey, is that Phil out there?
Holy shit.
Phil.
All right, you guys keep a low profile.
All right, we're gonna hide in the bushes.
You didn't see me.
What? Where'd Phil go?
Hi, Jackson. Yeah, it's me, Phil.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, just on a nightly walk.
Good. You seem a little, distressed.
Oh, you know, it's work's catching up at everything. Thanks, Jackson. I hope you have a great night, man. Say hello to Susan for me.
Oh, I will. Susan's okay. She, you know, she took the kids and the dog and the house and the yard. But I'm doing pretty well. I got a nice Honda Civic. It's over there. You see it?
Oh, my God, Jackson. I'm sorry to hear this. Can I talk to you about it later?
Hey, Peter. Do you think these guys have the diamonds?
No, I was just kind of thinking about that. One guy can shift his voice real good.
Yeah,
Phil,
this guy's really shifty.
Mr. Holden?
Yeah, the guy that... Yeah, Holden guy. Weed guy. Yeah. I think...
All right, Jackson, I'll catch up with you later, all right?
All right, all right. Are you sure? I would love to talk to you for just a few more minutes about why she left. You know, she's such a pain. She left me, and she...
You know what? Why don't I come up there, and I'll talk to you in like 5-10 minutes, all right?
Are you going
to
come up here?
Yeah, I just got to make a phone call down here real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, you could take one up here, too. I got tons of phones. I actually got a work phone, and then I got a track phone. Just so they stop calling about, like, you know, child support and all that. So I just kind of stick to myself. You know, I'm off the grid now.
Yeah, Jackson, I'll be right up there. How about that, man?
You sure, Paul?
Phil, it's Phil.
Phil, I'm sorry. My dad's name was Paul.
Oh, my God. You lost your dad, too?
No, he's still alive. He just hates me. It's rough. It's rough, Paul.
Phil.
All right, I'll see you when you get up here.
Yeah, I'll see you when you get Patrick, see when I get there.
Anyway,
what the hell was that, man? You change your voice like a what's something that changes really fast? Like a chameleon.
Yeah, well.
Like a Mission Impossible spy.
When I'm buying what you're holding, I don't want people to recognize me otherwise.
Right. Well, we know your name now, so.
Well, that's not my fault.
What do you...
Right, so, I mean, you could drop the raspy kind of, like, facade, because, I mean, I think we know what's going on, right, Peter?
You're not going to judge me.
You stole... Yeah, no, we'd never judge you.
I'm not
going to
judge you. You should have been hearing this voice I've been talking
with. Yeah, you judging us?
I use the voice, too.
Was yeah, it's kind of like this, but it kind of sometimes gets a little...
Oh.
I mirror the people I'm working with against. Well...
No, I actually think that's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, you're good.
All right, fine. Yeah, All right, whatever.
Cool.
So... Okay, well, so what's your weed lace with? What? You were saying something earlier. What were you saying?
I just said I think that you stole the diamonds.
Did you steal the diamonds?
You know what? Diamonds. You got to be forward.
The diamonds.
Diamonds, man. Did you steal the fucking diamonds?
Yeah. If you think I stole diamonds, I'd be talking to you two about what you're holding?
I don't know your life, man.
Come up to a couple of strangers on the street?
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay,
no,
Peter, I fucked up. So
no,
sorry.
I was just about to say, you're not going to get by me on that.
You mean these diamonds?
Exactly.
Oh, hey, Paul. Paul.
Oh, right, keep it down.
Paul.
It's Phil.
Phil. I got my wife on speaker. She won't talk to me, though. You think you could talk to her from down there?
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Paul. Listen, I just need him to pay the goddamn child support, okay? Can you just talk some sense into him? I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, I'll do
There's
my...
There's a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh, is there?
Yes.
Jackson, is there a warrant out for your arrest, bud?
Nah, she's lying to you.
Hold on, does this guy have a warrant?
I didn't know it was a school bus. Two, I don't own any property in Alabama. So, and then the third thing is, yes, I do have a pet chimpanzee. So, like, the allegations against me are completely false.
Oh, my God, Jackson.
Okay, guys, I have a great idea what to do with the diamonds. There's already a warrant for 3 different felony counts for Jackson upstairs.
Yeah, we just kind of, like... We just kind of stumbled into this one. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, we've been casing the joint for like 3 months.
Right, and we didn't even pick up this guy. We didn't even know he was here.
Who have you been pretending to be?
I've been pretending to be a plumber.
Yeah, goddamn it.
Oh, plumber.
I was the water guy. I should be more specific.
I think I really fucked up with the meter reader.
Oh, you were the meter reader?
Yeah, I go and read the electric meters. I mean, I think I kind of fucked up with that.
You guys are like... monthly utility, so like that's perfect. Yeah. For me, I had to pretend like there was an issue.
Right, so they had to call you.
Well,
so that's
I would show up.
Right,
but either way,
you promise you'll give us some of the diamonds. We'll split the diamonds.
I think we need.
It's too much wealth for any one person.
Yeah, I agree. I think what we need to do is I can send a couple of diamonds to Jackson's wife.
Sure,
and then the three of us can split all but like 2 or 3.
Right,
leave the bag with 2 or 3 in Jackson's apartment.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Leave an anonymous tip.
I think so.
I think what we could do is go to Paul, Tony, and Gina and pretend like we're the fucking heroes
you know,
for this.
We found the diamond.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay.
Hey, Philip.
Yeah, Jackson, what's up?
I overheard you talking. I don't have 3 felonies, I have 4.
We cut to back at the apartment of Paul, Tony,
And Gina.
And Gina.
Damn. I think my leg is... Hey! Hey! Hello?
Oh, God. I'll get it.
Hello?
Thanks, Gina.
Hello?
Hi. I found this bag of diamonds that was stolen from you, and I thought that maybe you might want them back. Hey, man. Hey, Paul, you know me. You know me.
Hey, Paul, what you got loaded at him there? You know, that guy fixed our roof, it's Juan.
Look what's in his hand, Tony.
Hey, man. I just found
shit.
It. There's this guy. His name is Jackson. This was in his apartment.
Oh.
I went to read his meter.
Jackson from upstairs?
Gina, didn't you fuck Jackson last month?
Oh, God. Why do you always gotta bring up my past?
Oh, I fucked him too. It's all right.
Man,
oh,
that shit. Guy's got more felonies than me.
All right.
So, consider this a peace offering. I brought you everything that was left. He must have took the rest and ran. And I don't know where that's gone, but I'm so sorry.
Hey guys, it's me, Peter the
Fuck
Water
Peter.
Guy. I just,
oh my God, Peter.
I was working on this guy's apartment upstairs,
Fuck
and
Peter.
He's got a lot of diamonds.
Peter, I already and brought the diamonds.
Peter, I told you never to show your face around here ever again. What are you doing here?
Every time I've been working in that closet, I saw those diamonds. I noticed they weren't there last time, but I've been working in this other guy's closet. He's got a couple diamonds upstairs. I figured he'd probably been stealing from you.
Oh, say, Mr. Water Guy.
Hey,
I just found diamonds upstairs while I was reading the meter.
That's
what,
what
a coincidence.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's quite the coincidence.
I'm gonna fucking kill this Jackson guy.
I'm gonna give him a good old Irish goodbye.
And scene. Very good, everybody. So, thank you very much for listening to that episode of the Cheeseburgatory Improv Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it. Once again, if you want to get in touch with us or keep up with everything that we're doing, we are on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Cheeseburgatory. I think we're on Facebook, too, if you care about that. But regardless, listen, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Send us an email, please. Thank you to everybody that was here today. Let's go around one more time and just kind of say who we were. I'm Nathan.
Wes.
Alex.
Jesse.
And Sarah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. We will see you next time. And don't forget. Wait. All right. Sorry. And until next time, don't forget the napkin.
Ow.